rocks, let the wind blow them by.
And strong winds in the mountains can affect whether there's rain or snow on the mountain passes. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe. Cliff Mass will talk about how the topography of the region affects that, also avalanche danger. First, Cliff, that atmospheric river is really pummeling us this week, isn't it?
That's right. We're at the tail end of the atmospheric river, though. Now, remember, an atmospheric river is this relatively narrow current that comes out of the tropics and subtropics that's warm and full of moisture. And yesterday morning, we really got started with one. And, you know, right now, over the last maybe 24 hours, a number of places of the mountains have gotten 4 to 6 inches of precipitation, liquid water. And here in the lowlands, you know, 1 to 2 inches. So
that's a lot, right?
That's a lot. It's been a very, very wet period. And what's going to happen is that today the atmospheric river is going to slide off and we're going to get into a showery regime. So it'll be mainly cloudy. Temperatures today getting up into the upper 40s, maybe around 50. Now, Saturday, another frontal system gets through, and that's associated with the low center that's going south of us into Northern California and Oregon. We'll get some rain. In the mountains, there'll be a little bit of snow above 5,000 feet, but it'll be warm in the lower elevations. Fortunately, that system will go through, and Sunday right now looks like the driest day of the weekend. Temperatures getting up to upper 40s, partly sunny. So Sunday's definitely the best day, and Monday looks dry as well. So, you know, we're going to get out of the heavy precipitation, but the impact of the atmospheric river has been profound.
Yeah, I mean, the passes are cold enough for snow, but you've got all this rain coming down, so there's a connection there with the avalanches, right?
Right. So, I mean, the interesting thing is we've been flooded with warm air. So on Thursday, all this warm air moved in, but yet the passes stayed cold enough for snow until later in the day. How could that be? Well, that has to do with the fact we have gaps in the Cascades. Now, normally we have colder air in eastern Washington, in that bowl of eastern Washington. And so what will happen is as a low-pressure system comes towards us and this atmospheric river moves in, we have a difference in pressure across the Cascades. Higher pressure in the east, lower pressure in the west. And that actually draws that cooler air into the passes and is protective of the snow for at least a while in the passes. So yesterday, while if you went high to paradise, it went to Crystal Mountain, the temperatures were warm there, much above freezing, and the rain was falling. If you went into Snoqualmie Pass or Stevens Pass, it was still snow because that cold air was coming up through that gap, those gaps in the Cascade Mountains. So it's really interesting that we can get snow at lower elevations because there are gaps there. And that's the magic of why we can have skiing at Snoqualmie Pass at 3,000 or 4,000 feet. Well, if you were on the windward side of the mountains, on the western side of the mountains, it'd be too warm. It's getting that conduit of cold air from eastern Washington that's so crucial.
So if you were trying to predict which ski area to purchase a ski pass for, is there a connection between the El Nino and La Nina years in terms of which ski area you would choose?
Well, in general, El Nino years are bad for business in terms of skiing. I mean, you tend to have less snow than normal. But this is a very strong El Nino year this year, and it's actually not that bad. So, you know, typically on a strong El Nino year, we have about 80% of normal snowpack. So it's not the end of the world. La Nina, we can easily get well over 100%.
Well, what about avalanche danger?
Well, this is an extraordinarily dangerous situation for avalanches. We've had a substantial snowpack, and much of the Cascades has, you know, 100% to 150% of normal. So we start with this really substantial snowpack. Then on top of that, we have this wet snow that's been falling, you know, almost all day Thursday, topped off with rain. Now, wet snow and rain makes that snowpack much heavier. And so all that snow plus this heavy, dense stuff on top of it really sets us up for avalanches. And, you know, that's why the I-90 was closed all day yesterday, because the state DOT felt that they had to, you know, do the controls using setting those artillery shells and whatever they do up there to try to bring the snow down because it was too dangerous.
Yeah, well, the weather can be very treacherous. So just a reminder for folks to be extra careful if you're out and about. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.